Next special lesson is Auroville Learning Exchange or Learning Exchange Auroville, I don't know. And Dave and Shali and Elena. I briefly last year presented it on the board meeting for the one who were there and in Moscow. And I also forwarded all the documents already. I mean, it was a draft document, a draft project still. But it's I think I forwarded it to all the ABI center. So the one who read it have at least a brief idea of what it is all about.
Welcome back from tea. As Vanny said, we're Auroville Learning Exchange. And here's some of us over here. I guess they'll introduce themselves as they come up. The core team, though, I'll mention, is myself and Shali and Eleni. So a little bit about this idea, where did it come from? So I guess you're all familiar with this statement. The feeling was, is it possible that we allow more equal opportunities for people around the world to come and experience Auroville? As you may all know, and looking around this room, as far as the Auroville Internationals are concerned, as well as Auroville itself, there is a strong bias, obviously, towards India, but then Europe, and you could say the northern countries. So is it possible that we can throw that net a bit wider? Can we embrace more of the world? Can we have more Auroville Internationals in different countries around the world? And how would we do that? How do we make this real? So we went through many iterations here, and finally we came to the Auroville Learning Exchange. At one point we had an opportunity for people from conflict areas to stay here, for instance. But we felt like it had to be two-way and it had to be based on real relationships. So I should say also that this came out of the 50th anniversary, and Stichting Desire very kindly funded this first year of the project. So we're coming towards the end of the first year, and what happens next largely depends on all of us in this room. So that's the main question we're looking at. That's our main motivation. What will it take to provide more equal opportunities for people around the world to come and experience Auroville, and young Aurovillians who wouldn't normally have the opportunity to go out to go and experience different countries around the world? So we started in May last year. As I said, we had many iterations before that, but this is when we finally started the project. So we will finish officially the Stichting Desire project in May this year. So the key thing that we really felt was important, if there's an exchange going on, it needs to be between people with shared passion. So they really need to have something in common in order to make that relationship real. How do they relate to each other on a day-to-day basis? So for the application process, we received ten applications. What we were looking at is that people were able to demonstrate, well, they had a real a thirst for connection in another location, where Auroville International is not represented right now, and Auroville is also less represented. So one of the things that we started is we thought that we would try and start with an Auroville International that has a presence. So we started off with Auroville International Uganda, and we had some applications there, but then we decided to throw it open. And finally, so one of the things that came out of the 50th is, okay, so we have achieved a great deal, and this was sort of a moment where we're like celebrating our history and what we've been through. But then it was a feeling like, well, can we actually change the perspective a little bit from introversion and looking at ourselves and being very caught up in our own issues and what's going on in Auroville and dealing with all the things that are happening here? How do we turn our attention outwards in the next 50 years? So this is also something very strong that, sure, we're always firefighting, there's always issues, we're always in some kind of crisis the other, but can we actually look beyond that and start actually reaching out and being less inward focused and more outward? Can we start to make that movement happen more? And it was obvious to us that Orville International had to be involved in this somehow, because you are a connection to the outside. So I think I'll carry on with how the project, I'll hand over to Eleni for how the project has gone. We will have question and answer at the end, so if you do have anything, please keep it to that time.
Good morning, everyone. So I'll take on from where David left it off. So I was dealing more the process of selection, finding candidates, applicants. So the challenges, but in a positive way, because this is also a learning experience for us. This is the first time we're doing it. How as a team we work, how as a coordinator I function. So the challenges, the first point was, how do we differentiate the Orville Learning Exchange from other exchange programs? Because as you may know, there's so many in Orville, there's lots of students coming. And why Orville Learning Exchange is different, it focuses it being both ways. We receive a lot of students from around the country and outside, but it's not, and even if we have, first of all, we don't have many of our youngsters or our people, you know, reaching out to the outside world. And even if that happens, it's not with the same groups of people. So it's not really an exchange. So here the focus was A and B from a certain place, they come here to do an exchange with particular people, and these people will go to do the same, experience their life on the other side. So making a distinct point about AL was quite difficult. When people see learning exchange, they confuse it with other things. Another one was, there were people who would have loved to be part of this, but most of them were engaged or were working alone, so they couldn't take the time to leave. There was no one to take over their work while they were absent. So these were the few challenges that I have faced in terms of application. And the other one is just getting people to move was a challenge. But finally, we had 10 applications sent to us, and the one that was selected was a very complete project that had the vision of what would happen in Oroville, but also outside, in this case, which was Kenya. So we ended up selecting that. They will present their project shortly after. I think I touched a bit on what was learned when I spoke about the challenges. On our side, it was very clear that if this program is to continue, it needs a framework. And so that's what we're working on. Okay, how do we select? What are the criteria? What do we expect? So once these things are set, in future when we have applicants, then it will be easier to make that decision. That's what we learned. By the way, it was really fun working with Dave and Shali. Shali was my high school teacher, so now we're on equal grounds working. Ways to improve. We want more of media coverage. It's very new, so we are planning to make a website in future where we catalog projects and possible candidates. So where sponsors or anybody who would like to collaborate with them can just see this website. Oh, that's an interesting project. I would like to support that. These can go together. Even if there are other programs, parallel programs, there's a way to combine them to get the most out of it. Even, let's say, when a friend, a filmmaker from Kenya is coming in Oroville has lots of resources. So when he comes, he won't be only dealing with the AL. He will be collaborating with many other projects, places in Oroville. There's African Pavilion, there's other places we can use, there's Citadine, the Art Gallery. So Oroville has a lot to offer. It's just we need to connect the dots. So that's how we'd see the way forward. After me, Sri Kolari and Serena, they are this year's selected candidates. Applause for you guys. They have given us a very complete, detailed proposal for their project, so they're going to present that. So it gives you an idea of what the potential of this project is concretely, and they will tell us a bit about themselves. Thank you. So this is
yes. You are. Okay. Hello, everybody. My name is Serena, and I'm a documentary filmmaker here in Oroville. I've been documenting lots of the different events, plus some hot topics. For example, the highway, I made a film about this, and more currently about the cashews and the spraying of pesticides here. So in this exchange program, we'll have another filmmaker from Kenya, Nairobi, coming to Oroville for 5 weeks, where we will be helping him connect with Oroville. And then for 5 weeks, we will be going to Nairobi to film there. When really brainstorming about this exchange program, the theme I felt was really relevant was connection, reconnection. I really feel in this world we are so disconnected from our food, from our environment, from each other. So this is a topic I would really like to explore in the documentary that I'll be making with this exchange program. It seems Timothy comes from a background, the filmmaker from Nairobi, he comes from a background where there's been a lot of theft, a lot of crime, and when he heard about Oroville, it seemed like the dream world for him. So I would like to explore connecting two filmmakers, connecting Africa, India, connecting Oroville, going outside, reconnecting. So these are the themes that I would quite like to explore, and when the film's done, I'm sure you all can see it yourself. I'm very, very grateful to be part of this exchange program. I've never been to Africa before, and really it's been a dream for at least 10 years for me to go there. So from the bottom of my heart, I'm very thankful. Thank you very much.
I'm a reportage photographer. I've been doing this for the last 15 years. I've been traveling in 4 different continents. So, yeah, I'm not good with this. I'm someone happy to hide behind my camera. So, excuse me. So, yeah, through my work, I was always giving voice to the underprivileged people, the underrepresented people. So I would like to continue the same here. So, and I have been there. It's a good opportunity for me to go back there, reconnect to that place. And the difference here is I have an opportunity to host someone here. Because when I go out for a work, it's always, I'm taking care of myself. Here we have an artist coming to Oroville. It adds more responsibility. So I'm looking forward to that challenge. And thank you for your support. And yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Thanks for appearing.
So, we're all wondering what's next, us included. For the future, we actually already have an exchange set ready. This was a group of people in an exchange set that was the second, if we hadn't decided to offer Shri and Serena the opportunity, we would, the runner-ups, I guess, would have been Premi and Soundarya. Premi is here, she's sitting there. Another one of my ex-students. they have worked really hard, in spite of the fact that there's no guarantee that this program will continue, they have worked really hard to put together a concrete proposal in case we can find a way to continue the program. So just to give you an idea of what they have in mind, and I need my glasses, that the idea is to see what youth have in common when they come from very, very different backgrounds. So they have connected with Sosolia Dance Academy in Uganda, and this academy is a place where, I guess, at-risk youth are welcomed and supported. So in a way, it's an intentional community. Oroville is also an intentional community, but of course with very different intentions. So what these young people would like to do is to come together and share their daily lives and their passions, their interests, and try to see what they have in common. What is in common when they come from such different backgrounds? I'll just read you, we have their proposal here and we can share it with, maybe we can send it to Vani to forward to all of you if you're interested. I'll just read you the main focus to give you an idea. The idea is to compare daily life in Oroville with daily life in a suburban area of Kampala, and through the eyes of two Orovillian girls and a group of youth from the Sosolia Uganda Dance Academy. Stepping out of their cultural beliefs and boundaries, sharing about the gift of living in Oroville compared to the daily life in a suburban African city, enjoying food and dance as tools to connect at a deeper level are the keys of this exchange. So, they're ready. We're ready. And now, we have to see how we can make it happen. And that's one of the reasons why we're here today to present to you. Besides what Dave had mentioned about the things that we have in common as far as this project and AVI. So these are two of the themes that we feel this project and the AVIs as a network have in common. To spread the knowledge about Oroville's aims and activities outside of India, and to promote Oroville's ideal of human unity in various countries. So the hope that we have is that the AVIs will be willing, will agree, will enthusiastically come forward to become involved in this program. There are several ways that we envision that happening. The main one, of course, is that, as Dave mentioned, this first year has been funded from a grant from Stichting Desire that came for the 50th anniversary. But realistically, in order for it to continue, we have to find another way to fund this exchange. The way that we could see that happening is either through direct sponsorship from AVI centers or through your networks to find individual sponsors who would be interested by what we're trying to do and maybe inspired by a specific project. For example, if we forward the project of Premi and Soundarya, that it can be circulated to all of your network contacts and see if somebody says, hey, that sounds great. I want to be part of that. So this would be one of the primary ways of supporting the program that we foresee. But another one could be that if any of you felt inspired to be part of the selection process, part of a group of us who receive the applications, who process them, who evaluate them, and shortlist them, maybe to put on the website or maybe to circulate to potential sponsors. And then, of course, contacts and mentors. If, for example, Uganda has a small but has an AVI center, but Kenya does not, technically, from what we've understood. Well, they have the Sadana Forest. It's a full-blown AVI center. It's a liaison office, yeah. So to maybe to develop that big into something stronger, something that is more widespread, or if we have an exchange in a place where there is no AVI presence at all, that to see how a new AVI could be born and supported. These are more, so sponsors, members of the selection panel, parallel programs, matching funding, I think there are a few more, AL ambassadors to basically spread the word that this is an interesting and relevant project for Oroville and for AVIs. And of course, to share with us any input you might have that would make it a better program, to improve the program, to make it more relevant, more interesting. If you feel that there are things that we can do that would make it more relevant for potential sponsors, then we would be very happy to hear that and integrate it. So that's the end of our presentation. If you would like to have a more of a conversation, we would be happy to meet with any of you individually, face to face, or as a small group. And this is our contact information if you would like to send us a mail with further questions. Thank you very much for your attention.
Do you have any question now? Because we still have little time for question.
A couple more comments. So one of the reasons why we chose Sri was, well, we would like to get the, and Serena, we'd like to get the thing moving with publicity as well. So there was an ulterior motive, it has to be said. So what we would propose is that there would be a website and people would provide documentation, or in this case, other media, to show what happened, how was that experience for them. So in this case, it would be both ways. So Timothée would be making something about Oroville and how it connects to his home in Nairobi and vice versa. So that was one thing I just wanted to point out, that there, I think that this could be a good way to help that. To move forward, yeah.
Yeah, of course, that's a very good choice, so that there is communication and we can see it on YouTube. And she does, I think you have seen the very new video on Oroville. She's the lady. So, you know, very, you have seen very, very different, very dynamic, very funny, and all that, which to change from the old way to present Oroville. Those, we have to thank Serena for that. And so she could maybe do also something like that for your project, no?
Sorry, so there's just one other thing. They keep popping up. So for instance, in this case, Timothée, if he was so inclined, could also form part of AVI Kenya based in Nairobi. Because one of the issues with Sadana Forest in Kenya is it's very, very far away from Nairobi. And we felt that something more central would work better. So, for instance, if there was an exchange with Uganda, perhaps those participants could form the basis of AVI Uganda. So that was another thing that was very strong in us at the beginning when we were thinking about this. How do you plant seeds? Well, you get people to come to Oroville and then go back to where they're living and then present that to their communities.
Okay, so that was the question I was going to ask you, because in Uganda we have a new liaison and a real liaison. They're not linked with Sadana Forest and not out of in the woods somewhere. So this one, and as far as when we met, you told me you have been contacted him. Yeah. So how is it working now with?
So yes,
he still willing to be part of it.
Yes. So the AVI in Uganda is a man called Toshak, who once trained here with Popo many, many years ago. So he was very excited to become involved, and he brought a couple of ideas forward about how Uganda could exchange with Oroville, but they didn't actually follow through with the process. They needed to fill in the form and connect with somebody here. It's very important that the applicants apply together. So he had ideas of people who could come from Uganda to here, but there wasn't the connection from here to there, and it really needs to be both ways. So he would definitely have a role to play if there was this connection with Uganda, if the exchange happened according to the proposal that we have there.
Yeah, thank you very much for the presentation. I think that's a very, very interesting next step where we could really cooperate together. I would be very much looking forward to it. It just came to my mind that did you ever think of also informing the ashram-related people, like the Golden Chain? You know about that, no? From the ashram ex-students. I remember that in when we had our AVI meeting in South Africa, there was somebody from Kenya connected with the ashram. So I think that maybe these people also, if they know that, that this kind of activities are going on, they would be willing to support in one way or the other.
We hadn't had that idea, but it's a very good one. We'll definitely explore that. Thank you.
Yeah, because also our liaison in Uganda, actually originally as he is Indian, originally is also connected with the ashram. No? So it's, grew up. I think he was educated there. So
there was one presentation Eleni went to, one of the Sourcing Our Oneness gatherings that happened in the ashram. So she went to that and presented the project. But we haven't specifically reached out to the Golden Chain group.
Okay. Any other question before we close and move to the next one?
Okay. Yes, I'm Loretta from Hong Kong. I'm not of the AVI network, but I have two questions. Can the exchange be multilateral rather than just bilateral? Like between one space and Oroville, can it be like three-party or something like that?
I don't see why not. It would increase the level of complexity, but if there's a will from all sides, I'm sure that we could find a way.
Okay, and I think you have answered my question, because the second question is whether the project has to be initiated from Oroville.
Not necessarily. I think if, for example, you know of or you have an idea for a project from your side, so to speak, and proposed it, then basically what we would try to do is to look for possible collaborations, exchange partners in Oroville that would meet the passions, the interests that have been expressed in your proposal. So I think that we would be very open to ideas that generated from outside of Oroville, and then we would respond.
Thanks. Because, of course, ideally, the project should come with some funding of our own, that sort of thing. I think that would be easier, right?
That would be one way to approach it. I mean, that you know, rather than having a central or one source of funding for both of the exchanges, that it could be, if it's feasible, it could be, definitely it would be helpful if there would be the possibility that the exchange from there to here could be funded from a source there. That would surely help.
Yeah, that's what we had in mind, and I didn't explain it very well about matching funds. Yes. It's possible that some funding come from one source and then some from the other. But I just wanted to say, if our idea is to continue this from this year onwards, and we'd have a selection time during the year where we'd review all the applications and make a decision, so that the exchange could go ahead. So Eleni has offered to continue in her role as the coordinator in that case. But we would still have some basic level of administration costs for a half maintenance and some basic, you know, paper and printing. But otherwise it would be almost all. The more applicants we have, the less the administration cost is compared to the total cost. So that's why we'd really like to make this much bigger than just an exchange between three people as it is now, one from Kenya and two from here, and make it into multiple exchange in multiple locations. That's the idea.
Just when you're here now, I have because in a way you are looking for a resolving fund, no? So that is turning,
yes,
no?
Right.
So you have any idea except the AVI, you are approaching other people or?
Actually, we had quite a number of ideas.
Or anyone, and yeah. I give it to. Actually, my question is as much for Dave than for everyone there. If you have maybe suggestion for them, not question, suggestion, who they should contact to help this resolving fund, because that's the only way this project is going on. Please go ahead. Huh?
There was one option which seemed quite realistic. Actually, it was Fred who told us about some fund in Germany. It's actually a government fund that funds South to South exchange. And that's really what we're looking at. It's what they call in the development speak South to South exchange. So we didn't follow that up yet, but you've just reminded me that that's something that he said that is actually there. So, yeah.
My thought was we do not have a particular relationship with our government, but we do have a fairly wide mailing list for our Connect that goes out twice a year. And I just wondered if, you know, an article could be made for that sharing, because it's a wonderful idea, and that we could include that in a Connect, which reaches, I mean, I think there's several, 1,000 at least on the mailing list. So, yeah, doesn't always bring in funds, but I think if there were something that, you know, we often just inform about this person is doing this, but I think in something like this, it would be very interesting to share that and see what comes.
Thanks for the suggestion, Mary. I was just, do you think that it would be, I mean, when you said twice a year, when would be the next issue? Because it might be interesting if the article would come after the exchange with Sri and Serena, so that we can, you know, have some real experiences to share.
June and November are when we usually send them out. So, we can work out. I was going to say we can work out details.
They're leaving in April, and Timo comes in March. So Timo comes here first, and then they go there in April. So it'll be March, April.
My name is Jürgen. I'm the liaison for Auroville in Ireland. And my job in the last couple of months from our AVI board and organization was to contact the sleeping members of liaisons. We have around 10 centers. They are active, and they have a big sort of a database and so on. But there are something like 20 liaisons, and roughly half of them are in contact with Vani, but the other half, they are sleepers somehow. So my job was to try to get them on board and see what's happening. I did 3 steps, a handwritten letter to 10 of them, and no respond and no return to sender. The next one was the 10 emails. There was one respond, and then it was telephoning the people. And that was quite successful. I mean, speaking to people in South Africa, Brazil, and so on, they were all delighted. They got the letter and the email, but, you know, so sort of situation. So your proposal to connect one-to-one, face-to-face, which we are trying to do as well in relation to liaison, it's really good, and I like it. It's a good idea. Thank you.
If you want to do that, I could give you all the phone numbers and you can do.
There was one more thing that Eleni and I talked about yesterday. We hope to do an Orville Today article, and that could be something which could be adapted for other purposes as well.
Good idea, yeah. So any other question or sharing or proposal or suggestion? Be positive.
I'm wondering what the age range is for that you're looking for your exchanges.
We had said 35, I think, but then we actually thought, well, if it's a really good applicant, then, you know, maybe we can be more flexible than that. So we haven't really been very specific about
that. Okay, and your minimum?
18, yeah, okay. I think so.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so we will move on because Ribou and Chandra show up. Thank you all for this very nice project and presentation. And good trip to you too. Enjoy. And make us a nice video that we also enjoy our part, or nice photo. And please share with me, and I will send it to them. Thank you.